Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show for you today, diving into the latest in artificial intelligence. First up, some clever cost-saving strategies. AI developers are leveraging Claude to autonomously delegate tasks to lower power models. This is all about efficiency, Jane.
That's right, Paul. Simon Willison, a co-creator of Django, has been experimenting with Fable to decide when to route agent tasks to cheaper sub-agents. It's a smart way to manage token usage. His autonomous routing experiment actually resulted in significant token savings, showing a real path for developers to cut costs on their AI workloads.
Very interesting. And speaking of new models, Google Research has unveiled TabFM, a zero-shot foundation model specifically designed for tabular data. This sounds like a big deal for data scientists.
It absolutely is, Paul. TabFM supports both classification and regression on structured data. And the best part is, it requires no fine-tuning or hyperparameter search. You just pass the training examples as context, and it makes predictions in a single forward pass. It's designed to be incredibly efficient and user-friendly.
That's a huge leap for working with structured data. Now, let's shift to cybersecurity, where both Anthropic and OpenAI are launching major initiatives. They're focusing on autonomous software vulnerability discovery, and it seems to be having a dramatic effect on the number of disclosures.
Indeed, Paul. Severe cybersecurity vulnerability disclosures, or CVEs, have spiked dramatically this year. Anthropic's Claude Mythos Preview and their project Glasswing have reportedly found over 10,000 high-severity vulnerabilities. OpenAI is undertaking similar efforts with their Daybreak product. It's a critical race to harden software before malicious actors can exploit these same AI capabilities.
It truly is a race. On a different note, Theo Brown, the creator of T3 Stack, has sparked quite an industry debate. He's questioning when developers will completely stop reviewing AI-generated code. That's a bold prediction, Jane.
It certainly is, Paul. It brings up fundamental questions about trust in AI and the future of human oversight. Tim Sweeney even compared the shift to compiling assembly language directly. It's a fascinating discussion about automation and where human expertise will be most valuable in the coding process, you know?
Absolutely. And for a bit of a surprising tidbit, an outgoing Trump administration advisor mentioned having to brief cabinet officials on AI concepts like dataset contamination and even Rocco's Basilisk.
Rocco's Basilisk? That's a deep dive into some pretty esoteric rationalist concepts, Paul. It really highlights how far and wide AI discussions are reaching, even into the highest levels of government. Explaining things like the Waluigi effect to military officials must have been quite the experience, actually.
I can only imagine. Before we sign off, a quick mention that Anthropic's Claude Fable 5 continues to impress with advanced coding and video editing capabilities. And Mistral AI has released Leanstral 1.5, a 119 billion parameter model specifically for Lean 4 formal proof engineering, achieving 100% on a key benchmark.
Those are both fantastic examples, Paul, of the rapid progress we're seeing. Fable 5 pushing creative and complex tasks, and Leanstral achieving unprecedented accuracy in highly technical fields. It really underscores the diverse and accelerating capabilities across the entire AI landscape.
It certainly does, Jane. That's all the time we have for today's Merge Sort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time for more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.